This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, Amy ended right there on wages for skilled workers finally going up. The companies where a lot of those people work are doing better than fine, sitting on literally, in the figurative sense, mountains of cash. Google's parent company, Alphabet, $102 billion in the bank. We learned that yesterday. Apple, way more than double that. And it sounds like a good problem to have, right? Kind of is. But the big picture economic question is what companies, tech and otherwise, are doing with all that money. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath takes a look.
Stop me if this sounds familiar. Companies are sitting on big cash stockpiles, and they're showering it on their shareholders.
Who would have ever guessed that?
Lee Pinkowitz teaches finance at Georgetown.
If we believe that it is the shareholders' money, then it should be returned to them if corporations don't have any better use for it.
Of course, some people believe there are better uses for extra corporate cash, like investing it back in the company.
Expanding their plants, they could be hiring more workers, paying them more, and that money could filter through to the economy.
That's Ed Clissold of Ned Davis Research, speaking on this program 3 years ago. I called him back today to see if anything's different.
The answers haven't changed much. I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse.
Tax cuts and cash coming back from overseas are filling up corporate coffers, he says.
And the most popular use of it to date seems to be more buybacks. In the first quarter, about $170 billion of new repurchases were announced by S&P 500 companies.
That's more than a third of last year's total in just one quarter.
So this will most likely be easily a record year for buybacks.
The thing that would change that, he says, would be sustained economic growth, over 3.5% for several years, which would lead companies to invest more of their cash to keep up with demand. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.